Listen now to the Word of God from the book of Isaiah. Get into caves of the rocks, hide in holes of the ground, away from the terror of the Eternal, from His dread majesty. For He has abandoned His people, the household of Jacob, their land so full of traitors, of bargains with the foreigner, their land so full of silver and of gold, no end to their stores, their land so full of horses, no end to their war chariots, their land so full of idols, no end to their images. They worship what their own hands make, things their own fingers fashion. But human pride shall be laid low, man's haughtiness shall be humbled, the Eternal shall alone be exalted, when He rises to overawe the earth. Get into caves of the rocks, hide in holes of the ground, away from the terror of the Eternal, from His dread majesty. For the Lord of hosts has a day of doom on all that is proud and haughty, on all that is lofty and soaring, on all cedars of Lebanon, on all oaks of Bashan, on all lofty mountains, on all towering hills, on every high tower, on every rampart of a fort, on all deep-sea ships, on every gallant craft. Then human pride shall be laid low, man's haughtiness shall be humbled, the Eternal alone shall be exalted, but idols, one and all, shall vanish. Get into caves of the rocks, hide in holes of the ground, away from the terror of the Eternal, from His dread majesty, when He rises to overawe the earth. Then man shall fling to rats and bats his silver and gold idols that he made for worship, and get into caves of the rocks, into crevices of the cliffs, to hide from the terror of the Eternal, from His dread majesty, when He rises to overawe the earth. Put no more trust in man with his mere breath of life. Of what account is he? On a bare hill, up with the signal, shout to them loud, beckon them on to enter the gates of the proud, for I have charged my chosen host to execute my wrath, my heroes I have summoned, my men of martial pride. Hark, a din amongst the mountains, as of a mighty host. Hark, 'tis the uproar of empires, of nations gathering. For the Lord of hosts is mustering a battle array. From a far land they are coming, from the ends of the world. 'Tis the Eternal, and the forces of His fury, to ruin all the earth. Shriek away, 'tis close, 'tis the Eternal's day, as a mighty blow from the Almighty. Then shall all hands grow limp, all hearts shall melt, and mortals be dismayed. Seized with pangs and throes they writhe, like a woman in her labor, staring at each other aghast, their faces aflame. Here comes the Eternal, pitiless in anger and in blazing wrath, to lay earth desolate, destroying sinful men. The skies and their great stars now shed no light. The sun shall be dark at its rising. The moon shall never be bright. I will punish the world for its evil, the wicked for their vice. The arrogance of proud men will I still, and lay the haughtiness of tyrants low, till man becomes more rare than finest gold, men scarcer than gold ore from Ophir. In after days it shall be that the Eternal's hill shall rise, towering over every hill and higher than the heights. To it shall all the nations stream, and many a folk exclaim, Come, let us go to the Eternal's hill, to the house of Jacob's God, that He may instruct us in His ways, to walk upon His paths. For instruction comes from Sion, and from Jerusalem the Eternal's word. He will decide the disputes of the nations, and settle many a people's case, till swords are beaten into plowshares, spears into pruning hooks. No nation draws the sword against another. No longer shall men learn to fight. O house of Jacob, come, let us live in the light of the Eternal. You've been listening to the Word of God from the Book of Isaiah.